Second chapter of Colossians, the book of Colossians, chapter 2, reading at verse 6, the sixth verse of the second chapter of the book of Colossians. As ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of God bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, that is, in the cross. I was greatly struck before I left home tonight with those simple yet mysterious words, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God is a spirit, but Christ is that spirit, clothed with flesh. We read here that in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I thought of the shorter catechism. How does it define God? God is a spirit. He's infinite. He's eternal. He's unchangeable in his being. Wisdom. And he has goodness. And he has truth. Where will I find infiniteness that I can see? No man has seen God at any time. But in Christ, infiniteness is seen. You take your New Testament this week and start reading in Matthew 1. And every time Christ appears on the page of the New Testament, ask him, is his infiniteness here? And God will open your eyes and you will see that infiniteness dwells in him bodily. You'll see it, the infiniteness of God. eternity. Who can measure eternity? It never had a beginning. It'll never have an ending. It's like God himself. It abideth forever. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, eternity. Go and read the New Testament and say, Lord, show me your eternity. And you've only to lift the first verse of John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. There is eternity. Immutability. He's unchanging. Isn't it a great thing that Jesus never changes? His love can never die. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. Amen. Wisdom. He is the wisdom of God. He's goodness. And praise God, he's truth. He's all of God. And everything that he is as God, they dwell with him in his body, the incarnate Christ. I'm glad tonight that when I see him, I see God. God in his wonder. God in his grace. But God taking my place, the whole strength, the whole power, the whole glory of God is harnessed to the chariot of salvation. Who pulls that chariot? God, who is Almighty, pulls it. Who arranges that chariot to come to your door? One day it came to my door, and the Lord said, get in. You walked enough. Just get into this chariot. And he put me in the chariot of salvation. I'm still riding in that chariot. And one day I'm going to wake up, and he's going to say, get off the chariot, Ian. You've arrived. You don't need a chariot in your own home to go around the bedrooms. You can walk around them. You get off the chariot. Oh, what a great place heaven's going to be. And at the end, when you've been in heaven 10 million, billion, trillion years, you'll hardly have known how little you know of it. He's going to lead his dear children along. Yeah. Oh, the wonder. Aren't you glad you're saved? Amen. I'd rather be at this table than in any table spread by man. Who spread this table? The Lord spread it. Was it costly? You say there's only pieces of bread and wine. Pieces of bread speak of a body that was broken and bruised for you and me. The wine speaks of blood. The most precious of blood. Never was blood like it before, and there'll never be blood like it again. The rich blood of Jesus, washed in the blood of the Lamb. The highest chorus in heaven is when they sing, washed in the blood of the Lamb. It's them, they touch the highest note. Them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Why? Because they're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Let's bow our heads. Some brother will lead us. Thank God for that precious, precious body that was broken for us. And thank God for the privilege that we're here. to partake of it. Amen.